The 13th station of the cross. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60. When evening fell, a wealthy man from Arimathea arrived, Joseph by name. He was another of Jesus' disciples and had gone to Pilate to request the body of Jesus. Thereupon, Pilate issued an order for its release. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in fresh linen and laid it in his own new tomb, which had been hewn from a formation of rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance of the tomb and went away. If we go to the crucifix, we find our mother of sorrows, for where the mother is, there also is the son. Dear mother, what sorrow you experienced in receiving your dead son into your arms. We beseech you, Holy Mother, grant that the passion of our Lord may be for us a fountain of sorrow, of pardon, of love, and of life. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who at that sixth hour ascended the gibbet of the cross for the redemption of the world and shed your precious blood for the remission of our sins, grant, we humbly beseech you, that after our death we may enter with joy the gates of paradise. You who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The 14th station of the cross. Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees called at Pilate's residence. "Sir," they said, "we have recalled that the impostor, while he was still alive, made the claim, 'After 3 days I will rise.' You should issue an order having the tomb kept under surveillance until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him and tell the people he has been raised from the dead. This final imposture would be worse than the first," Pilate told them. "You have a guard. Go and secure the tomb as best you can." So they went and kept it under surveillance of the guard, after fixing a seat to the stone. Devotion to the Passion of Jesus is the easiest way to be saved. The crucifix is a book wherein we learn every virtue. We learn the science of the saints, and therein we find all. Lord God, you will that we should be baptized into the death of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Grant us sincere repentance, so that passing with him through that death, we may be reborn into the joy of newness of life. And we ask this through him who died, was buried, and rose again for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. May the Lord bless you during this time of Lent. God bless you. Amen.